Edmonton International Track Classic. Meet director Peter Ogilvie joins us once again. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, Peter.
Excellent.
We talked to you about a month ago, and you guys didn't want to announce all the names that were coming. As we're getting here 10 days away now, we've seen a lot of the names that are out there. And, a lot of big names, obviously, Gatlin and many other ones. I guess talk about some of the Canadians, first of all. Who are probably the top Canadian athletes that will be here next weekend that fans should be looking out for?
Yeah, no worries. Well, first of all, this is we're in a unique position to provide a good preview of what Canadians will see from our national team competing at the Commonwealth Games just later on in the summer. So we have over 25 Canadian athletes representing Canada that will be in Glasgow. Some of the key names going forward and looking for medals would include Breanne Thiessen-Tom Eaton, BTE is her acronym, so that's what we call her. Breanne will be running the 100-meter hurdles, and she's one of our golden girls right now. Joining her, Edmonton's Angela White. Angela won two silvers in previous Commonwealth Games, and Angela just finished sixth at the World Championships in the 100 hurdles. So those two girls will be battling it out against each other, but also against a great international field on July the 6th. So our hurdlers are doing really well. Also, we have Aaron Brown in the men's 200 meters. Now, Aaron is our new Canadian 200-meter record holder. He just set the new mark in qualifying prior to the NCAA championship. So he just finished his collegiate season, just signed as a professional athlete. So we're really pleased to have Aaron run up here for the first time professionally as a Canadian. Also joining him, men's high jump, Derek Druin. And Derek won a bronze medal at the Olympic Games and also the World Championship. So Derek is jumping into new territory, if you want to call it that, so no pun intended. He jumped 240 in the high jump, and we're expecting great things. And publicly, he's gone on the record saying that the world record is there for that group of high jumpers, and he hopes he's the one that can chase that. So we have some great athletes coming in, just great overall talent, and we're very proud to feature a lot of key Albertans, including Jim Stacey down in Lethbridge. Jim is one of our hammer throwers that is looking for another medal at the Commonwealth Games.
You know, it's always exciting when you're on your home turf and you've got so many young up-and-coming athletes like Canada does for this meet. But let's go out the borders for a second. One name that grabs my eye is this young Santos from the Dominican Republic. I mean, a silver medalist at the age of 18 in London, he's got to be considered one of the real young stars in the world.
He is. And great personality. He's got tremendous experience under his belt right now. And one of the feature races of our event on Sunday will be the men's 400. So in that race, we're very proud to announce LeSean Merritt, world number one, coming in to race Llewellyn Santos, who's world number five. So that race, we're expecting for the first time ever in Canada, a sub-44-second 400. And in fact, if we look at the meet as an overall, there's some major accomplishments that could happen. We could see a performance in the men's high jump 2 meters 40 or above.
Really?
We could see a sub-10-second race. We could see a sub-20-second race in the 200 and a sub-44-second race in the 400. This has never been done before in North America. So we've really put together a great event. And for those people listening that really enjoyed watching the Olympic Games or World Championships, this is a must-see event. We don't get this kind of talent coming into Edmonton. So this is the first time ever we've been able to do that.
Peter, why in the last years has Edmonton suddenly been able to attract top, world track athletes?
Well, great question. We've spent time building the relationships. It took 3 years to get Justin Gatlin here. Edmonton has a proud history. Everybody knows our history. Commonwealth Games, World Championship, World Master Games, University Ed. But the track classic over the last 3-4 years has really grown in stature. We are ranked 27th in the world out of 688 competitions. So we're the top 3% in the world. Our meet competes against cities like Paris, London, New York, Lausanne, Zurich. So in the track and field world, certainly the athletes are familiar with Edmonton, and our claim to fame is our Albertan hospitality, how good we are at taking care of our athletes and giving them an experience that they normally wouldn't get by sitting in a hotel room in some European city. So we really go out of our way to give them that opportunity. And I think that atmosphere, bringing them into Edmonton, showing them the city, getting them involved, letting them meet the people in the community, they appreciate that, and they do well when they're made to feel like this is their home away from home. For the Caribbean athletes, that's very important. We have a strong community here in the Caribbean area that comes out and really gets involved with the event. And our unofficial title is the Caribbean of the North. So there's a lot of aspects to the event that make it very appealing.
Now, Peter, you mentioned the men's 400 when I asked about Santos. On the women's side of things, you've got some outstanding athletes, but is there an event that stacks up in your mind that's really loaded?
Well, again, the women's 400, we have Francina, who's competing from the States. She's an Olympic gold medalist in the 4x4 relay, and the talent pool in the women's 4 is very deep. When we built this meet, we looked at what are our strengths, and our sprints and our sprint hurdles are phenomenal. We do expect to see the first women under 11 seconds this meet coming up, so that's a feat in itself. The women's hurdles is definitely going to be a marquee race. It's always an interesting one when you have a hometown hero like Angela that's competing and battling against the world's best. So women's 100-meter hurdles will be a marquee event, women's 400, women's 100, and the women's hammer throw, which is a great event that we produce here. Men's and women's hammer is going to be an outstanding event too.
Peter, how can people get tickets?
Well, a number of ways. Obviously, we sell them online through edmontonclassic.com. That bounces off to our IP area. People can show up the day of and or show up on Saturday to Foot Field to pick up tickets. You can come by our provincial office, which is off Grote Road, and grab some tickets from our office staff there. So there's plenty of ways to come out, and you know, we welcome the community to come out and see the event. We've got food trucks on site. We've got kids entertainment. There's bouncy castles and festivities. So it really is a family festival. It's a action-packed 16 events in 2.5 hours.
Well, we look forward to it starting on July 5th. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate being on the show.